KBFA brings the listening public the other point of view.
There was a strong sense that this was the beginning of something that would spread across the country.
On Sunday, November 3rd, at the historic Hollywood Theater, KBOO presents an exclusive benefit screening of the film KPFA On the Air.
This documentary tells the powerful story of the beginnings of listener-sponsored radio in the United States with the birth of Pacifica in Berkeley in 1949.
KPFA On the Air chronicles the origins of the free speech movement, the first stirrings of the student movements at Berkeley, and opposition to the Vietnam War in the early 1960s.
Eventually spawning a network of free-form, independent radio stations across the country, including KBOO, which came on the air in 1968. So come join us at the Hollywood Theater, Northeast 41st and Sandy Boulevard, Sunday, November 3rd, at 7 in the evening.
Help keep community radio strong and thriving into the future.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Yellow Pages, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit pdxgyp.com.
This is Press Watch, a weekly counter-propaganda and left opinion program here on your people-supported free radio station, KBOO Portland. I'm Teresa Mitchell. Join me for a brief look behind the video veil of Monopoly media manipulation and an examination of the news you're not supposed to know. It's foggy around here. And when I say around here, I mean around the studios at 20 Southeast 8th in Portland, Oregon, where we are raising the funds. And this is your last chance to call in on this pledge drive and become a member of KBOO on Press Watch. And I would love it if you did. I would be honored if you did. And I'm grateful to all of those who have over the years. I wonder how many. I mean, if I go back all the years, I wonder how many that stacks up to. That would please me to know. But I don't know. But this is the time for you to join. I want you to keep this in mind. We are offering the KBOO audio flash drive, including recorded talks by Bill McKibben of 350.org. You know him. Amy Goodman, Greg Palast, Kathleen Dean Moore, Robert Jensen, and audio from numerous KBOO hosted specials, including content never broadcast on the radio. And man, it's a whole lot of audio, and you can get it for $12.50 a month. Just keep that in mind. I'll give you the number for that. No, I'll give you the number right now. It's 877-500-5266. Did you catch that? You have to be pretty quick. 877-500-5266. And you're listening to Press Watch. And the reason you can listen to Press Watch is because so many people over the past 45 years have decided that they are going to participate, that they are one of those people who knows how important it is to get the information out there, to support culture directly at its source. That's a wonderful thing that KBOO does. It's like when somebody comes up with something new, something fabulous, something fantastic, and it's too fabulous, new, and fantastic to be on the big media, and they want a proven thing before they go selling new music forms. Well, KBOO always has it first, because that's who we are. Anyway, you're all familiar with conspiracy theories. I need to tell you there's a ridiculous conspiracy theory going around, and you should know about it to be on guard. It has to do with September 11th, 2001, and it posits a number of ridiculous things. And, you know, there's all these theories about September 11th, so this one's quite complex. It has, it's like all silly grand ideas. Like, for example, it has the idea that a Cessna-level trainee who couldn't even land a plane could pull an aerobatic multi-G-force maneuver to hit the Pentagon with the airliner, or that airliners can somehow pull in their wings, make a round hole when they hit the Pentagon. It's just a bizarre theory. Or that two planes hitting two towers in New York makes three buildings fall down. You hit two buildings and a 40-story building just goes flopped just like it was detonated. But somehow, these ridiculous conspiracy theorists say the hijackers made that third building fall down by itself. Or they say that steel melts below its melting point when terrorists want it to. It's just like, you know, Newton never existed, and modern metallurgy never existed. They believe that modern steel buildings will turn into dust in exact patterns without detonation materials, etc., and it's supported by this national cult that wants endless war. So watch out for that conspiracy theory, because people like this are impervious to logic and scientific fact. This is Press Watch. You're listening to KBOO Portland. You're all familiar with the metaphor of the boiling frog. The idea is that if a pot of water is boiled slowly, the frog in the pot won't notice the gradual increase until it's too late for her to save herself. Well, in the case of the U.S. working class, the frog has been well boiled and it's almost done. I want you to think about this quotation from economist Stephen Lindman for a moment. The quote is, by 2030, based on the current trend of widening income inequality, close to 85% of all working-age adults in the U.S. will experience bouts of economic insecurity. I'll say that again. By 2030, based on the current trend of widening income inequality, close to 85% of all working-age adults in the U.S. will experience bouts of economic insecurity, end quote. People were being pauperized. That's not to say that things aren't bad enough now. All that difficulty that you've been having, going through all that that you've been going through in just providing housing, food, utilities, and medicinal care, turns out it's not unique to you. Maybe it's not those decisions that you're supposed to be blamed for. Meanwhile, the distribution of wealth in the U.S. has become so insane that CEOs of major corporations are sucking in 380 times the salaries of their average workers, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. This bizarre and unprecedented income gap comes in the context of rising housing and transportation and utility costs. So when you hear a conservative commentator point out that people are poorer in, say, Bali or Ecuador or someplace, you'll never hear that. There is more of a sense of the commons in those countries. And for many, it is possible to live without paying rents or mortgages. But and why are they comparing the United States population to those places that we always viewed as far poorer? But here, when you run out of money, you run out of housing rights. It's terrifying when it happens to you, and the threat of homelessness serves as a swinging cudgel for the ruling class. But have you ever wondered what would happen if we all decided not to institutionalize cruelty to each other? What if rents and mortgages were banned for primary housing? What if we decided to honor housing as a human right that it is, like the rights to air and water? Housing could be distributed, first on its current arbitrary pattern. Everyone gets to stay in the housing they're in without charge. Empty housing, and there's more of that than of houseless people, did you know that? It could be distributed on a protocol based on need and family or group size. Car commuting could be largely eliminated over time by making businesses move to where their workers are, by providing housing next to those businesses. It wouldn't be easy or painless, but there are millions of our fellow Americans in or on the verge of homelessness now, and the pain and suffering is terrific, especially for children and the elderly and disabled. Of course, we all know that the very idea of housing as part of the commons is wild-eyed madness, or do we? Could it be that there have been civilizations that have stood for centuries without charging anyone rent? And in a few minutes, I want to talk about a place where rent-free living is a reality. But you might ask, well, what about motivating people to work? You know, getting back to the cruelty and the fear paradigm that we have to live under. Fear motivates, sure. But nothing motivates the motivatable like the promise of a living wage job in a society that values the contribution of the worker. The idea that cruelty in housing and job availability is necessary is just an anti-scientific, anti-human meme propagated for the benefit of the billionaire class. The top 1% of the country gains only 19% of its income from wages. That's 81% gain from sitting on their butts. So where's their work ethic if that's how they got rich? Of course, the truth is the rich get that way because they inherit it, or because other people do their work for them. For example, the Walmart heirs, who get billions, precisely because the millions who work for them get wages so low that most of the Walmart staff qualify for food stamps. And that means that the super wealthy Walmart heirs are benefiting from tax subsidies, from welfare, if you will. The result of this system of parasitism by the wealthy is that the 1% by sitting on their butts have a mean household wealth of $16 million each, while the bottom 40% have a mean household wealth of negative $10,000 each, and the bottom 40% work their butts off. Go watch a fast food outlet's workers at mealtime if you doubt it. It's not even a rat race. It's a rat versus Rolls-Royce race, and a rat versus rat race would be much fairer. You're listening to KBOO Portland. This is our pledge drive. You're listening to Press Watch. I'm Teresa Mitchell, and I would like very much if you joined us right now. It's foggy, but I want you to wake up anyway because it's, you know, it's got that effect. I don't know if it's for you, but for me, I get up. It's nice and foggy, and I like it. Ooh, it's like that special insularity of Portland and the fog rolling through. But I want you to shake it off because I need you to call right now. I want you to pledge $12.50 a month and get your hands on the KBOO Audio Flash Drive, which you will very much enjoy. If you like Press Watch, then you're going to enjoy hours of programming on this flash drive. It's $12.50 a month, and I want you to spend 3 minutes of your time and on the phone right now. Call us up, 877-500-5266. We're going to fill out a form. We're going to send you a letter. We're going to set you up for that $12.50 a month. You'll be so glad that you did. Right, Jimmy?
That's right. And $12.50 a month is less than 50 cents a day. That's pretty much nothing, folks, to bring you this content. And the way you do that is you pick up the phone, like Rebecca was mentioning, and Teresa was mentioning, and you dial 877-500-5266, or you come down to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, and we will take it from there, and we'll put that money that you send us to good use.
We also have the Amy Goodman special deal where you get the T-shirt and her book. What is the name of her book? Amy Goodman book. Anyway, we have it available $12.50 a month.
You're
we'll
stumping
get you there.
Us. But you know, another. I just want to mention also, you were talking about the flash drive. I think that that's a really important thing. I also want to mention that we have a pair of tickets to see KPFA on the air. There's going to be this great night celebrating community radio, and it's a benefit for KBOO. It's coming up on November 3rd. It's Sunday, a week from next Sunday. And with your $60 contribution on a credit card right now, you could join KBOO and get a pair of tickets to see KPFA on the air, and then there's a panel discussion following that film. It's all at the Hollywood Theater on November 3rd. And that would be a great way to celebrate community radio, join KBOO, and support Press Watch this morning here during our fall membership drive. We just have about 3 days left to wrap up this membership drive where you're looking to raise $125,000, and we can do it with your help. In fact, with your help is the only way we can do it. I want to point out that Teresa has been talking about the threat of homelessness being a swinging cudgel that keeps the system in place. You know that you tune in to Press Watch not only for analysis, but for the defiance, for the attitude, because in fact we need this in our lives to bolster ourselves as we face the absurd that is this society. KBOO helps us do that together. Give us a call right now and support your access to this information, this analysis, and this defiant attitude at 877-500-5266 or online kboo.fm.
When you make that call, you support that defiant attitude, and Teresa Mitchell is allowed to do her thing with nobody swinging a cudgel over her, an economic cudgel. Nobody's telling her what she should be. We're practicing our cudgel swinging here. I want you to practice your phone dialing at 877-500-5266. Call us now. Teresa's asking you to pledge $12.50 a month. That's less than 50 cents a day. To keep us going strong in the way that we have been for 45 years now, it's not too early to make the call. 877-500-5266.
Teresa was mentioning that 4-gig audio flash drive. I just want to go into a little more detail about what you can actually hear on this. I mean, it's hours and hours and hours of programming. It's all inside a heavy metal-free flip-style bamboo flash drive. Oh, yes.
Are you kidding?
I kid you not. And so I want to let you know what's on it, and that is Bill McKibben, a couple of his latest talks here in town, Amy Goodman, Greg Palast, Raj Patel. I don't know if people heard that talk. He was part of the Elahi lecture series, the Who Owns the Commons lectures, and that was a particularly good talk. I remember us broadcasting it live here on KBOO because that's another thing we do. We are in the community, broadcasting live from the community, training volunteers how to actually do this, how to set this up, and so that we are mobile. We are there and relevant and bringing you really cutting-edge public affairs information, talks and lectures, even as they happen here in town. Of course, we always broadcast the Blues Festival every summer. We broadcast the Martin Luther King Day celebrations put on by the World Arts Council. It's just it's a labor of love here, and we are in your community and of your community. And right now, we need you community members to step forward and support us. You can get that 4-gig audio flash drive with a minimum contribution of $120, or, you know, why not bump it up to $150 every year? It's so easy to do when you do it in that EFT, electronic funds transfer, in way of just $12.50 a month, just like Teresa suggesting. $12.50 a month is an amount that many people listening right now can afford. Make this your moment to pick up the phone and commit to your community. $12.50 a month. Sustain KBU at 877-500-5266.
Thanks, Sonny Haynes. Thanks, Jimmy Tardy. Thanks very much. We'll go back to a little content here, but keep it in mind. Call that number right now. That's you right now. 877-500-5266. This grotesque maldistribution of wealth I've been talking about is also enforced by our corrupt bi-politician system, in which only major donors can bring in enough money to set the agenda on TV and media election ads. Negative wealth for 40% of the population is not a natural phenomenon, which is why there's so much money and effort paid into capitalist propaganda, from talking heads to school textbooks. And have you heard the latest? The plan is to cut food stamps. Oh, yeah. And a congressional committee is coming up that will soon decide on proposals like reducing Medicaid and Social Security. If you're expecting Congress to represent you, you must have forgotten to buy a few representatives. This parasitism by the super rich is not natural. It's extreme. It's not at all harmless. There's a word for it: kleptocracy, the rule of thieves. The system creates desperation intentionally. The Imperial Armed Forces, for example, depend on our economic desperation to fill their ranks with fresh meat. All employers set their wages according to the level of economic desperation, and when that's too high for them, they can just cheat. For example, hiring H-1B workers from overseas at half price to avoid paying for U.S. engineers. Or, since there is so little enforcement, they can just skip town without paying wages at all. To destroy this hierarchy of greedy monomaniacs, we have to bring back the idea of the commons. We just heard that idea referring to the KBU audio flash drive. You can get much more on that by calling us right now, 877-500-5266. You can get the KBU audio flash drive. I want to talk about the commons, though. You know, we breathe the air in common. This is the commons. We walk down the sidewalk in common. We share the roads in common. We must return to the idea, to the truth, that housing and economic participation are the commons. They're for everyone. Housing is a human right. Right now, we seem to labor under the opposite idea, that the commons are there for the despoliation by the rich. Our air bears the taints of profits from Ford to Fukushima. And you heard on KBU News just yesterday that ESCO, right here in Northwest Portland, is polluting the air with cadmium and arsenic, and I think they said lead. Our waterways have been polluted for so long that it's viewed as a natural state of affairs. You don't go swimming in that. You don't drink that. Well, why is that? Is that a natural state of affairs? No. Behind every molecule of dioxin, every atom of mercury in our rivers, there is a capitalist. The entire planetary ecosphere is overheating due to the unstoppable greed of the super rich, who would rather have short-term petroleum profits than long-term survival on renewable power sources. What's a planet if not something we have all in common? Why should the commons be destroyed by the very few? Now, quoting Lindman again, on November 1st, supplemental nutritional assistance program SNAP benefit cuts are coming. One-person households will get $11 per month less. Yeah. They're going to get less. It's like, in these times, do they get a little more, a little help in the context of printing trillions for the billionaires? For two people, it's going to be a $20 per month cut in SNAP benefits. And for three, it's $29. For four, it's $36. Expect more cuts ahead. Food costs are rising. Family incomes are falling. More help is needed. Congress and Obama intend less. America's most needy will be harmed the most. So will tens of millions of children. They may end out without enough to eat. And who comes first in the United States, children or billionaires? America's great divide is greater than ever. In 2009, around half of U.S. households had no assets. Today, it's more than half. Most Americans don't earn enough to live on. Things go from bad to worse. Hardwired inequality is deepening. Casino capitalism takes precedence. End quote. That's Lindman. We don't have to live this way. We don't. And fortunately, some people are already showing how an alternative system can benefit everyone without resorting to Leninist oppression. And I'm talking about Marina Leda in Spain. To this day, much of southern Spain is still basically feudal, rich aristocrats presiding over huge estates, leaving vast expanses of their land unused while the people who live on it struggle for food. But in Marina Leda, it's different. And I'm quoting newleftproject.org about Marina Leda, a town in Spain. The first struggle of the Marinaleños, they call them, in the late 1970s was for control of their own water. But this was won so easily that they quickly moved on to a struggle for land. This was a harder fight, but after 12 years, the local government gave in and granted them 1,200 hectares of land. With this land, they started a farming cooperative and since 2000, a factory. Now, the reason I'm talking about this is that we have had our first gestures towards class consciousness and class action here. It was called Occupy. And it takes a lot more than that. And this was just the first gesture. And it took 12 years for Marina Leda to get land granted to them, which they should have had the whole time. But let me pass on a little more of this. Once again, this is from newleftproject.org. 30 years of popular struggle has left its mark on the town. While the rest of Spain laments the control domestic oligarchs and foreign banks have over the country, all major decisions in Marina Leda are made democratically in weekly town meetings. While the rest of Spain reels from the turbulence of a fully privatized housing market, housing in Marina Leda is fixed at 15 euros a month. While unemployment in Spain is over 27%, in Marina Leda, it's nothing. While Los Indignados bemoan the dominance of the corporate media, Marina Leda has founded its own television and radio channels. Oh, yeah, there's another step that we've taken around here. You have your own radio station, KBOO Portland. Support it, please, now, you, 877-500-5266. These are some of the reasons why many people in Spain want to move to Marina Leda. There's a two-year waiting list and why so many people from around the world want to visit. In the words of one resident, Marina Leda has become like a mecca for socialists, quoting the mayor, talking about how they got to where they're at. He says, "We saw that the Duke of Infantal," no kidding they have dukes, "had the most land, 17,000 hectares between Andalusia and Extremadura, so we fought the Duke for 12 years. We occupied his land. Occupied. We cut off roads, and at the same time we pressured the government. We went to Malaga and Sevilla airports and shut them down. We broke the airport fence and went into the landing strip. The police threw us out, and we'd do it again. We went to Andalusian government in Sevilla, to the national government in Madrid. We did demonstrations on foot. All of this struggle was meant to pressure the Duke and pressure the government so those lands would be given to us. The activists collectivized the land," and that's the end of that quote, "and shared the proceeds equally. Today, the salary in the cooperatives is 1,200 euros a month for all employees, regardless of job role. That might not seem a lot, but when you consider the housing costs 15 euros a month, it's more than livable. Likewise, the town makes every effort to ensure everyone has access to its amenities, free internet and water, and cheap daycare and facilities, and among the most impressive of these are the sporting facilities. While the town barely comprises 2,000 people, its sporting facilities rival that of any London borough. Two immaculate football pitches, a basketball court, squash and tennis courts, volleyball, and swimming pool, all free to use or pretty much free. The swimming pool has a nominal yearly fee. Visitors to Marina Leda are often put up for the night in the sports center. This is how we could live. And we have already begun to make the gestures, already begun to make these first steps towards grabbing the society for ourselves. This is why I've been broadcasting like this for all these years. I really got rolling in 86 and 87 in KAZI Austin. Thank you, KAZI, shout out. And that's community radio there. You're listening to KBOO Portland, and this is your community radio station. It's ours. It's not the government's. We don't take government money. It's not the corporations. We don't take corporate money. We take your money. And so we have to look out to you, to that person who knows that you are one of those people who habitually and out of compassion and out of understanding and out of a greater understanding, you support people in your community. You're one of those who pulls the load. Those are the people, that's the 10% of the KBOO audience that pays in, that calls 877-500-5266, and you know that you're one of those people and that you need to join us right now. And right now I'm joined by Pledge Central.
Well, and good morning, Teresa. Good morning. It's Ani, and I'm here with Jimmy. And you know, you're talking about collective action. You're talking about this really amazing town, this beautiful experiment. And I say experiment only in the analysis of this modern Western society. I mean, this living collectively, living communally, collectivizing public resources, collectivizing your locality is not a new concept, but it's certainly new in this post-industrial age. And you're hearing about this this town that is doing it now, that is living this, and we can watch that and we can be inspired by that. And how are you hearing about it? You're hearing about it because you are listening to Press Watch on KBOO, your community radio station, where Teresa finds these examples that are inspiring. I mean, she brings us news that's like hard-hitting analysis that's sometimes really kind of hard to listen to, frankly. It's controversial. It's neglected. It's well, the perspectives of the people from below, let's just say. As Teresa has been reporting on the dangers of Fukushima, as the radiation counts are in around the West Coast, and Teresa's kept up on that over the course of this last couple of years, as Teresa has often brought us kind of horrifying information, so does she bring us inspiring information. And again, all with that defiant attitude. It's what you tune to on Thursday mornings for Press Watch. It's why you are here, and now it's time to support us with a little of your money. We are suggesting a sustaining membership of $10 a month. It's quite easy to do. We have a goal of $750 this morning for Press Watch. We have, 4 minutes to raise that amount of money. We've had a few calls in. We are thankful for those calls, but we need to hear from you right now because, in fact, collective action gets the goods. 877-500-5266 is the number to call so that you can, in fact, join KBOO and put your support here in the grassroots community radio station, supporting independent media, keeping us going strong in our 46th year and beyond.
877-500-5266. Last 2 minutes to join Press Watch on this pledge drive.
5266.
That's right, 877-500-5266. And the way that these experiments, like Teresa's talking about in Andalusia, the way they happen is because people get involved. They take part, and we're asking you to take part right now. 877-500-5266. Keep the reins off of us so that we can do what we need to do, what our passion tells us is required of us. We're asking you to do what you're able to, each as their need. That's kind of the theme that I'm hearing from.
Well, and you walk your talk. I mean, Jimmy does Occupy Radio, and that's plenty of work.
It is work, but it's also passion, and it's because you, listener, have called 877-500-5266 and allows us to continue strong in the vein that we have been.
You know, I just want to say I've been a big fan of Press Watch for many a year now, and it is actually Teresa and I got together on a pledge drive some 19 years ago on a pledge drive. We could figure out how many pledge drive that's been. I think it's over 40. I don't know. So pledge drive is kind of a romantic time for us. But I think that it's also something to mention. Rainer from Portland loves Teresa's attitude, especially around 9/11 issues. And Rainer has called in to renew his membership. Thank you, Rainer.
Yeah, and Linda has also set up an EFT in support of Press Watch, and we're asking you to do it too. We make it easy for you, but the first step is your step. That's 877-500-5266.
1 minute left.
Make the call now, folks. You got 60 seconds. Let's do this.
We have a couple lines engaged. That means there's a couple lines open, and you can fill them with your call of support. 877-500-5266.
Get the flash drive.
Get the flash drive. Again, you can do that easy at $10 a month. You can do it as a one-time gift on your credit card. You could have us bill you for that amount of money. However you would like to pay that commitment to your community, enriching your entire community throughout the year, we would love to have your participation. The easiest way to do it is to pick up the phone and dial 877-500-5266 and say yes to the sustaining membership. Just $10
seconds.
A month, $10 a month, or $12.50 a month, anything from $10 a month or more, you can get that audio flash drive, a lot of original KBOO programs, as well as, excuse me, Chris Hedges, Catherine Austin Fitz, Naomi Klein, Thomas Lindsay, Kathleen Dean Moore, and many, many, many more. You probably, you just have 1 minute. You can still make it in. Go ahead and give us a call right now.
All right, then.
We have one phone left open. One phone left open, 877-500-5266.
All
Let's
right,
get that all going on.
Wrap it up here. Thank you very much. Thank you, Jimmy.
KBOO.fm.
Okay, and I'm off to a secret project involving tequila, and I'll be back in mid-November. We'll be right back.
a song that makes you think that you're not any good. I hate a song that makes you think you're just born to lose, bound to lose. No good to nobody, no good for nothing. Because you're either too old or too young or too fat or too thin or too ugly or too this or too that.
Folk music is one of the first social media communicating news of social import. It still does so today. Join me, Don Jacobson, on Friday, October 25th, 12 noon to 1:30, for Sing Me a Song of Social Significance. From Woody Guthrie to Cy Khan, you'll hear songs that are meaningful to your lives, songs that are inspiring, and songs that are just fun to listen to. Cy Khan and David Rovick's CDs will be available as thank you gifts for your pledge. 12 noon to 1:30, Friday, October 25th, only on KBOO.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to A Deeper Look here on KBOO. I'm your host, Linda Olson Osterlund. For those of you who have just turned in, we're having our fall membership drive. We're moving towards the end of that drive, and we really need your support to make our goal. It's been a great morning. A lot of you flooding in calls towards the end of Teresa's show. We really appreciate that. We will have two breaks during today's show to give you a chance to show your support and your support for KBOO and your support for this show, A Deeper Look in particular. The audio from this show will be uploaded, so you don't have to miss anything if you choose to call during the show. The number is 877-